Italy. And I always say with a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye is that Italy is a second world country. It's not a first world country, it's not a third world country, it's a second world country. Here's an example. One of the great things about Italy was learning about public transportation. And occasionally we would take the buses in Italy. And there was a bus number 870 that takes us from the Piazza del Rovere up the Via del Gianicolo up to the Gianicolo Hill, where the North American College was. And the North American College overlooks another famous hill called the Vatican Hill. So bus 870 would take us up the hill to the North American College, up the Gianicolo Hill. And for the most part, bus number 870 was totally unreliable. This is why I say it's a second world country. You know, I begin Mass as I began Mass tonight, as I always do, precisely to the second. I am 100% German, so I have an atomic clock in the sacristy. When the second hand hits 7 o'clock, boom, the server rings the bell. And it's that German precise. That's all the buses run in Germany. And I kid you not. But they do not run that way. So, we would be waiting and waiting. Soul goes to heaven. So I'm going to remind you that purgatory is painful. Why is it painful? It's painful to allow God to purify us from all venial sins. Purgatory, we are purified from all venial sins. That's a difficult process. It's also difficult to allow God to uproot our attachments to sin. That's a difficult, painful process. It's a lot more annoying than waiting for the bus 870 to take the off the The Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church talk about purgatory as a purifying fire. So for your homework, go back and take a look at Catechism number 1051. And then they quote Pope St. Gregory the Great, 1604. And Pope St. Gregory the Great says, "For certain lesser faults, we must believe that before the final judgment, there is a purifying fire." There is a purifying fire. Let's take a look at what the saints of the church tell us. My patron, the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, says the fire of purgatory is equal in intensity to the fire of So I would encourage you to adopt the motto for your that they offer for the souls of the faithful of Christ. So I'm always inspired by our parishes here is that there's so many mass intentions. So many mass intentions. So thank you very much for that. Keep it up. I'm nervous about what will happen in another 50 years. I really don't know if the next generation will remember to offer mass. Will anyone remember to offer mass for me 50 years after I've died? We can offer masses for our friends and relatives. What else can we do? I met a man yesterday who said that he is going to go to Holy Communion every single day this week and visit a cemetery to gain a plenary indulgence for the souls of the faithful. And I was like, eternal rest.